Good morning, Bruce Newberry. We talk about what you care about. It's Talk of the Town from now until noon. First Thursday of the month, and so it's time for the Newport Hospital Hour of Health. We're going to talk about your health, and particularly OBGYN health, women's health today. And, of course, as always, Erin Littlewood is here.
Always, good morning,
good
Bruce.
Good morning to you. Always good to see you.
Likewise.
On a very, very nice day. And we get to meet another new doc.
Exactly.
Right? I really, really enjoy it. It's great because we meet so many of these new doctors and practitioners and so forth, and then we read and hear all about them as they get established. And, you know, it's a source of pride. It really is. You know, I just saw, who did I just see in the, either a picture of somewhere, and I said, wait a minute, we know this doc.
Oh, well, we actually, I have to say, a plug, we got at the Above the Fold in the Newport Daily News.
That's
recently
what it was.
With
yes.
the new Comprehensive Spine Center.
That's what it was.
So we had Dr. Karyanopoulos.
I knew he had a long name, and I couldn't remember the long name. Dr. Karyanopoulos.
Exactly, exactly.
Yes.
And I'll tell you, since we did the program, and since that article appeared in the paper, the Spine Center has just been bursting at the seams.
Oh, wonderful.
We did a panel discussion earlier this month, or actually in November, and we had over 150 people from the community come and hear about chronic neck and back pain, which we know just, you know, kind of is such a troubling condition that people suffer with. So,
sure, no question. And this time of the year,
exactly,
it's going to creep up and crop up as we're dragging trees, and not to mention raking leaves and all
right,
of that stuff.
Right. So I'd say proudly that the center is up and running, but you know, we don't stop because we continue to bring on new doctors. And like today's guest, Dr. Lisa LeCarre, she's an OBGYN who joined us last summer. Many folks may know that Dr. Randy Rosenthal, who was a longstanding OBGYN provider, more than 20 years of service here in Newport, he retired last summer. So she's got kind of big shoes to fill, but she's doing a good job. Already. She's hit the ground running. She's already catching babies.
Terrific. Dr. Lisa LeCarre, nice to see you. Just get right close to that.
And nice to see you, too.
Good morning to you. And
good morning.
Great to have you with us. So it's always great to be able to talk to folks who, I would imagine it's great to be able to talk to the patients that you're going to be seeing, and to kind of get the word across that, you know, all props to Dr. Rosenthal and all of his many, many years, and we're going to continue taking great care of you.
Absolutely.
Right?
Right.
So it really is a positive thing here. The Newport Women's Health Practice has been getting a lot of attention. There's the birthing center has so many unique features, and there are just so many advances. I mean, that Noreen Stoner Drexel Birthing Center has been around for how long, Erin?
More than, it is named the Noreen Stoner Drexel Birthing Center, more than 20 years.
Yeah.
So we just did a refresh of the unit, and it's so beautiful. As we jokingly like to say, who would want to have a baby with a view, you know, kind of thing.
That's it, right?
It's like it's almost like a spa experience, and it's just a beautiful setting, and the moms that stay there, you know, just, we get such great press gainy, which are patient satisfaction scores. And one important distinction is the only way you can deliver your baby at our fabulous birthing center is to go to one of our women's health providers.
Uh-huh.
So they're the only practice on the island that delivers babies at Newport Hospital.
Okay, so it's well worth your time if you are expecting, infanticipating, as Paul Harvey used to say, or if someone in your family is to meet one of these docs like Dr. Lisa LeCarre. Now, how many of you are there in that Women's Health Center, Dr. Lisa?
There are four physicians total and one nurse midwife.
What is the demand like for the nurse midwives? Do you find that there are people who are, you know, really interested in that? Or, I mean, it would seem as though the population, the number of doctors to nurse midwives you have, that we're still kind of old school in terms of we're looking for an OBGYN to kind of step in here as opposed to the midwife way to go. But do you find that influences people's decisions and questions. They're conscious of that today, aren't they?
Absolutely. I mean, there's definitely a niche of the population who really, really wants midwifery care. And that definitely can bring us a lot of new patients. Carolyn definitely has quite a big following, for sure.
Sure.
Definitely.
I would think, though, and just talking to you, you can see, I can see a bit of a different approach. And I will put it down in my observer of the scene role here as that approach, where there's a whole holistic approach and things like that, it must influence even the conventional doctors like yourself. I mean, I can see that in your manner, and you're certainly not the take charge doc kind of guy that delivered Donna Reed's baby or right. That's okay, little lady. You just relax, and everything will be fine, and you'll have a fine new baby boy before you know it. Right? We don't do that anymore. Yeah. We're more nurturing and soft lighting and soft talk and things like that. And it would seem to me that would come from an influence from perhaps different approaches like midwifery.
I think it certainly does. And I really like working in that team approach. We work very closely together when we're on with a midwife. It's not one or the other. It's both of us taking care of the patient.
Right. Very much a team.
That's very much a team. I sense that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we want to give patients a choice. You know,
sure.
if we didn't have a midwife option, then, patients may choose to go elsewhere. So,
well, that's
yes,
it.
We want to be able to provide them either or experience.
But even still, with the team approach, I can definitely see and would... I don't know how long has this kind of approach been going on?
Well, Carolyn's been with us for about 3 years. So again, it's kind of new developments. Mm. But as we've brought on new OBGYN providers, of the group that Lisa mentioned, we have basically four new providers: Dr. LeCary, Dr. Ginny Bass, Dr. Gail Corot, and Carolyn Zambrata. So it's kind of like turned a page in terms of the program and the service line in a very positive direction.
You can tell that. You really can. And it really must be just so tremendously reassuring for someone who's coming in. And I guess that was my next question was, is it what a new doctor like yourself, I don't mean to say you're a new doctor, but you're certainly new to us, but is it an approach that someone who's has not been practicing for 20 years, someone who's newer, someone like yourself will bring to this? Or is it possible for the doctors who have been doing this for years and years to adapt to this, or is it somewhere in between?
Oh, I think they're adapting. I mean, I think in healthcare today, we have to adapt.
Of course.
No matter what specialty, a physician practices in. But, just in terms of maternity units and floors, I mean, we have in our birthing center, we have neonatal nurse practitioners now on staff. That's something new within the last 12 months. And it's really the kind of the gold standard for, new moms and deliveries. Mm. So, I mean, I think we're addressing and we're adapting as we need to and bringing on additional staff or additional or new therapies, like, for example, nitrous oxide when you're delivering a baby for pain management.
Yes, we want to talk about that when we continue here. And we want to talk about all of the advances and all of what is available at the birthing center and for women's health in general at Newport Hospital. And we're getting to know one of our new OBGYNs, Dr. Lisa LeCary, and Aaron Littlewood is here, and it's the Hour of Health from Newport Hospital, and we'll continue in just a second here. Time to check traffic, the VD Mercedes-Benz and VD Volvo of Tiverton Bridge traffic report. Let's start at the Mount Hope, where it moves well in both directions. There will be night work up there on the Mount Hope. There's a bit of heavy traffic just at the entrance to Route 24, down at the beginning of Route 24, exiting from West Main onto the highway. We'll just keep an eye on that for you. I know it's not a bridge, but it could affect you getting onto one bridge or another here. And on the Pell, we've got our work crews setting up and in place. eastbound right now. You're slow from the bridge entrance eastbound to almost mid-span. That work crew will be in place until 2 o'clock eastbound and 3 o'clock westbound. Just some pockets of slow traffic and a lane restriction going westbound. You're slow through the toll plaza coming east right at the moment on the Pell Bridge. Jamestown-Verrazano is moving well. And if I didn't tell you before, Route 24, the Sagana River Bridge moving well in both directions. We'll check it again in less than 30 minutes. 1540 WADK and WADK.com.
Now, a 1540 WADK construction update.
In Newport today, work continues on 3rd Street along with Bedloe, Curry, and Smith Avenues. In Middletown today, lane closures are possible on East Main Road from Rigo Road to West Main Road, in addition to crack sealing work being done town-wide. And in Portsmouth today, look for right shoulder closures from Child Street to President Avenue. That's your WADK construction update.
This portion of programming is brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life. Winston Churchill's words stirred his country in the face of defeat. Today they inspire us to reach for our own victories. Commitment. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Celebrate Christmas at the Newport Mansions now through January 1st. Come see Marble House, the Elms, and the Breakers all decked out in holiday splendor. Don't miss the Santa Sundays and the holiday evenings. See the gingerbread houses, view the poinsettia tree at the Breakers, take a photo at the Elm surrounded by the beautiful gilded Christmas decor. If you haven't been to the mansions in a while, now is a perfect time to come back and create a family holiday tradition. Isn't it time to come back? Visit NewportMansions.org.
Hey, Rhode Island, don't forget to bring your unwanted household goods to the Planet A Donation Center, conveniently located at 1 Mile Corner, 533 Broadway, Newport. Stop by any day between 9 and 3 with kitchen goods, home decor, soft cover books, and housewares packaged for travel. Their attendant will help you unload. Please don't leave anything outside. Not sure if it's okay to donate? Call 774-217-8954 to ask. Planet Aid is a nonprofit organization dedicated to the environment and funding worldwide development projects for the poor.
This is a story about a battle against all the things in life that are hard, and sometimes people don't win. Sometimes stockings are still empty on Christmas morning, or kids go to bed hungry, or don't go to bed at all because they don't have a home. But there's an army dedicated to fighting this battle with hope and compassion. And anyone can join them, anywhere there's a red kettle. Because at Christmas, love has an army that fights for good.
Where do the locals go? Broadway. Where is there fantastic food and entertainment every night? Broadway. So go where the food's great, the drinks are flowing, and the music is playing. Broadway. You'll see old friends and make new ones.
Malt is a Newport favorite with a seasonal menu and friendly atmosphere. Over 30 beers on tap, a large selection of single malts, bourbons, and Irish whiskeys, plus a creative cocktail list. Open nightly for dinner and Sunday brunch.
Caleb and Broad offers dining and nightlife with creativity and simplicity. A step up from bar food and a step down from fine dining with a funky, fun vibe. Open every night for dinner plus Sunday brunch.
Salvation Cafe is uniquely Newport with creative decor and a clever mashup of global fare, including great vegan choices and creative craft cocktails. Open 7 days. Great private dining space for parties.
The Fifth Element is trendy, hip, and always hopping 7 nights a week. The comfortable, stylish interior is the perfect spot for a night out with friends. And there's free parking. Check out the live jazz every Sunday brunch and Monday evenings.
See you in Newport tonight on Broadway.
Shop Island Wine and Spirits on Broadway in Newport this holiday season with fantastic sales on fine wines, champagnes, craft beer, spirits, gift baskets, and more. They have everything for your holiday celebrations. Happy holidays from Island Wine and Spirits.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Molly is such a cute snowflake. Where's that costume from?
Thanks. Liberty Mutual saved us some money, so it's custom made.
Liberty did what?
Shh. Oh, we switched our auto and home insurance and saved almost $800.
I wish we saved like that. Sarah's costume could use some work.
But she's a cute horse.
Sharon, she's a turkey.
Visit us online to get a quote. You can save $782 when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, equal housing insurer.
WADK weather.
Today will be mostly sunny with a high 46. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low 35. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high 44. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a flurry around. The low will be 34. Saturday, cloudy with a chance of a rain or snow shower. The high will be 40. On Sunday, mainly cloudy with a chance of a bit of snow or flurries. The high 41. And on Monday, partly sunny in the morning, followed by sun and areas of low clouds in the afternoon. The high 41. I'm Garrett Beck on 1540 WADK.
Take WADK to work for the talk of the town with Bruce Newberry. Bruce talks with local newsmakers, local celebrities, and you. Weekday mornings from 9 to noon, WADK.
Temperature in Newport is 41. It's sunny but brisk this morning. It's 22 minutes after 9 o'clock. It's the Newport Hospital Hour of Health. Aaron Littlewood is here along with Lisa LeCary, a new OBGYN with Newport Women's Health Practice. We're talking about having babies and all of that stuff, and we just... You just mentioned, Aaron, about a new advance that has come on in the last 12 months or so, neonatal nurse practitioners.
Yes. So we partnered with neonatal nurse practitioners from Women and Infants Hospital, and they are actually on site Monday through Friday to assist if an emergency C-section needs to happen, because when the baby is delivered, there's usually a pediatrician on site or a neonatal nurse practitioner. And what we found it challenging with our pediatricians, they're in the practice during the day seeing patients, and it was very disruptive for them to have to run over to the hospital to be on site for a delivery.
Right.
So, you know, we tried to come up with a way that was going to be a win-win for everyone. And so we're thrilled to have these nurse practitioners on site. They do help with the call coverage. And
That's great.
So moms can have that kind of peace of mind and knowing.
That's excellent. And dads too.
Exactly. I shouldn't, yes.
Well, and the only reason I say that is listening to you talk about, you know, you forget these things, and I'm not that far removed from the baby business, but the when we were having our second, we had to wait until the pediatrician could come over from rounds.
Exactly.
And, you know, it was a little nail biting there for a while. So to have a neonatal nurse practitioner there to step in, assess the situation, and say, okay, this is what the options are, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Tremendous peace of mind, and gets things along the way that much quicker. Gets everybody settled down. Everything turned out all right, and all of that. But it's the waiting that that drives you crazy.
Exactly. So, and we recognize the pediatricians. You know, they have a busy practice, and so, like I said, it's very disruptive for them. They're happy to come in, but again, how can we make it so that it works for everybody, and especially the parents and the, you know, just the overall patient experience.
Well, there you go. No question. It really is tremendously, tremendously important. Dr. Lisa LeCary, while we're in the old delivery room here, let's talk about pain management, right? As we know, there comes a point. I'm not gonna have any. I'm gonna do it naturally, and I'm gonna just deliver this thing. And then, give me whatever drugs, right?
Yes.
I'm exaggerating, not too much.
Well, no, not really. Everyone comes in with their own expectations on what they would like to do for pain management. Some patients do come in very adamant that they will do this on their own, and that's absolutely their choice. However, if they do decide to change their mind, or if you do come in very much in favor of pain relief.
Pain management,
yes.
There are some advances.
Absolutely.
And some options that weren't available even a short time ago.
Right, absolutely. Now, we do have the old IV drugs that we can use. But the most popular, I'd say, would be the epidural.
Yes.
So we have our anesthesia department come and provide that relief. However, if you're kind of in between, not really ready for that epidural, maybe you've had a couple doses of IV pain medication, the nitrous oxide is something that comes in pretty handy.
Makes sense. How long has this been an option?
At Newport Hospital?
I'd say it's been at least between 9 to 12 months.
Very, very recently.
Yes. Wow. Yeah, it's new. And I think
it makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Well, talk about it from a medical point of view. I'm nobody's doctor, but you can think of me as your doctor, but I'm nobody's doctor, and you are. So tell us about how this actually works, and how really a much of a viable option it is for pain management.
Well, we do have the nitrous oxide available to almost anybody if they are not epiduralized. So if they are in that in between that wanting, yes. Not quite wanting the epidural, but
just need a
needing
something
yeah. else, we do have the nitrous oxide masks. It's something that it's patient administered.
Oh, really?
Whereas, you know, obviously an epidural would be something that the anesthesia department would take care of, or an IV pain medication would be placed by nursing. The nitrous oxide is something that the patient has the mask, and the patient places it to her face and decides when she needs that pain relief, she can go ahead and administer it herself.
So it's kind of on demand.
Yes,
isn't
very much
that,
so.
Wow,
very much
so interesting. And is it not... it is not long lasting.
No.
I mean, you know, when you go to the dentist, it wears off pretty quickly.
Yes, it's the same idea. It's not long lasting at all. And the patient,
side effects are minimized, I would think.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, it can. It is basically the old school, quote unquote, laughing gas. But
exactly.
But it because it does last so. It's such a quick effect, you know, it does go away pretty quickly. However, when the patient decides that she needs a little bit more relief, she can go right ahead and use it again.
Yes, you can't take it with you, and it doesn't work when the kid's 3 years old.
But no, unfortunately.
It's not available.
Not available at home.
Not available for home use. But isn't that just a tremendous, tremendous advance? So simple, and that's terrific. So we're talking with Dr. Lisa LaCari, and we're talking with Aaron Littlewood. It's the Newport Hospital Hour of Health. We're talking about women's health. We're kind of focusing on baby delivery right at the moment, but we do other things as well, and we'll get to that in the next few minutes here. We'll talk about a designation that the center received from no less than UNICEF and the World Health Organization, and then we'll kind of get out of the baby delivering business for a little bit and talk about other aspects of women's health, all of which you will find at Newport Hospital. And that's what we're all about this hour here in the Newport Hospital Hour of Health. 1540 WADK and WADK.com.
1540 WADK. Here's your Boating in the Bay report.
For today and tonight, west winds at 10 to 15 knots, gusting to 20 to 25 knots, with waves today and tonight 2 to 3 feet. Newport Harbor high tides this morning at 10:29 and tonight at 11:01. Low tide this afternoon at 4:26. That's Boating in the Bay on WADK.
The 47th Annual Christmas in Newport Celebration is a month-long festival of events that spotlight the non-commercial traditions of the holiday season. Each day throughout December, there are multiple activities for young and old. With the help of some 1,500 volunteers, Christmas in Newport raises thousands of dollars for charity. For more information, phone 849-6454 or go to info@christmasinnewport.org. Listen for Christmas in Newport updates every weekday morning between 7 and 9 and during Talk of the Town from 9 to noon.
Enjoy brunch with Santa at the Hotel Viking Sunday, December 10th from 9 to 11. Children under 6 are free. 6 to 12, just $16. $32 for adults. Have brunch with the big guy. Tickets and info on other events at vikingspecialevents.com.
This is Steve Lombardi, Executive Director of the East Greenwich Chamber of Commerce. We have been the business voice of East Greenwich since 1929. Our mission is to promote business development and foster cooperation between business, government, and the community. We are committed to helping to make East Greenwich a better place to live, work, play, dine, shop, and do business. The Chamber provides many benefits such as networking events, townwide gift certificates, business education opportunities, and lobbying efforts. The Chamber promotes many community events such as our Main Street Strolls, East Greenwich Restaurant Week, the Greenwich Odeum, the EG Farmers Market, and many others. Membership in the Chamber says you support the business community and the community as a whole, and that you want to be part of moving us forward. For membership information, contact me at 401-885-0020 or steve@eastgreenwichchamber.com. You can also visit us at eastgreenwichchamber.com.
The Maha Garden Center has everything you need to decorate your home for the holidays. Trees, boxwood trees, garland, wreaths, poinsettias, and ornaments, plus great gifts and scarves. Bring holiday spirit to your home and heart by shopping at the Maha Garden Center.
Now, your local headlines on 1540 WADK.
A sunny day today, high 46. Partly cloudy tonight, low 35. More on WADK's AccuWeather forecast is coming up. A report and revised legislation for a public-private partnership to build a Pawtucket Red Sox stadium will be released by the Senate Finance Committee later today. Senate President Dominic Ruggiero says he'll call for a vote by the full Senate when the General Assembly reconvenes next month. The cause of a circuit breaker malfunction at TF Green Airport Wednesday morning is under investigation. The malfunction triggered sporadic power outages, but power was fully restored within about 30 minutes and had no apparent impact on flights. Art Brody, WADK News.
South Kingstown's Information Station, 1540 WADK.
Baby, baby, sweet baby. It is 9:33 in your hometown. It's the Newport Hospital Hour of Health. We're talking about women's health with OBGYN Dr. Lisa LeCarey and Aaron Littlewood. And we've been in the delivery room for a while, but enough now. The kids are grown, and it's time to get on with our lives here. So let's talk about how OBGYNs really, you care for women throughout their entire lives.
Yes.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about some of what women are facing as time goes on and some of the things that happen and some of the perhaps new advances there at Newport Hospital.
Well, you're correct. We definitely take care of women from in all stages of life. We provide full spectrum women's health at our practice. And I would say... Basically,
well, in terms of screenings, you know, we hear so much, and it's just so important to keep up with the screenings, the mammograms and pap smears and
yes.
things like that. But we hear about so many advances that are being made in those areas. Talk a little bit about those. Let's start with mammograms.
So, well, you know, in terms of what we have available at Newport, we have now tomomammography, which is tomosynthesis is actually 3D mammography.
Yeah.
So it's a much more accurate tool. It is very helpful with patients that have very dense breasts, and it can identify, you know, abnormalities much sooner. And so obviously we know with breast cancer, early detection is the key. So,
yes.
And I think most women, I mean, kind of look at their OBGYN sometimes as their primary care provider. They don't have a primary care provider because they're going to their OBGYN. And I think you guys play that role in many cases for women. And so you help them kind of navigate the changes in life.
And, yes, absolutely.
You know, I'm someone who's been through menopause, and I've found that my OBGYN has been very helpful in helping me get through that very challenging time.
Sure, absolutely. In terms of the advances in mammography, though, is it, as I understand it, it's a little less traumatic, some of these advances, less painful?
I'm not certain that that's the case.
Ah.
I think that just...
So if that... If
compression is necessary.
Can't do anything about it, girls, we're sorry.
Unfortunately, that is the
but
harsh
that having,
reality.
That having been said, that's a reason why so many women, you know, put these off.
Right.
You know, and,
right,
oh, I know
right.
I should go and, you know,
yeah.
this and that.
Yeah.
And it's just, you try to do your best, right?
Yes, exactly. You know, we also have ultrasound of the breast available where it's indicated. And so that's a much less, disturbing or painful kind
yeah.
of procedure, but at the end of the day, a mammogram is really, I think, you know, that's what you have to do.
Really,
and
that is
exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Got you
so,
covered.
But I know you probably see patients that may have different challenges as they age, and I don't know, hormone therapy or things along those lines, Lisa. I don't know if you want to touch on that.
Yes, I mean, we definitely are involved in doing hormone replacement therapy for women who are in menopause, but there are also other medical advances for women who can't use estrogen and progesterone.
Right.
That we can prescribe. The latest would be some of the lower dose antidepressant medications have shown to help with the hot flashes and the night sweats.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No kidding.
Yes. And it's a really good option for someone who is not a candidate for taking exogenous estrogen.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just you cannot use the hormones. Absolutely.
Correct.
So I was not aware of that. Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the antidepressants, what family of antidepressant are we talking about?
There's one, the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors.
Really?
One is a derivative of Paxil, which has been out for a while. And another one is a serotonin norepinephrine reuptake inhibitor called Effexor.
Right?
And they're being used in their lowest doses to basically kind of reset your internal thermostat to help alleviate the hot flashes and the night sweats.
Wow. Isn't that something? That is amazing. How recent is this kind of advance?
It's been around for quite a bit.
Has it?
But probably over the last, let's say, I mean, Paxil and Effexor have been around for quite a while.
Well, have, you know, in their
right,
in
but
their original...
it's been more recent where they've discovered that it's helpful in women who are suffering with vasomotor symptoms of menopause.
Yeah. So interesting. Gosh. And there again, if you come and consult with the docs at the Women's Health Center here at Newport Hospital and the Women's Health Practice, these are some of the things that can be discussed in terms of kind of helping along through this part of the journey, if you will. What other types of things are you offering? Are you advising? What are the kind of things that people are maybe a little surprised to find are available as they're dealing with menopause and other types of ongoing kind of women's health issues?
Well, we find a lot of women, it hasn't really been shown in a lot of studies, but a lot of women get relief from exercise, from certain diet changes, doing yoga, even simple lifestyle changes, like wearing a lot of layers, that can also help.
So,
and I should also mention, too, Lisa is a GYN surgeon, so you perform, you know, there's some... cases or disorders that you treat that are, you know, as a woman has a GYN disorder.
Yes, I definitely perform all spectrums of GYN care.
And we're kind of hopscotching, I think, on the timeline here.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone in the last 6 minutes from having babies all the way to
menopause.
Like, and sometimes your life goes by like that. Don't get me wrong, but in between, there's a lot of things.
Yes,
right. I mean, I don't know. For example, some women suffer from fibroids and other, you know, other problems that just develop over time. And I don't know if you want to talk at all about that or
well, there are a lot of menstrual disorders that do crop up along a woman's lifetime. So we do a lot of medical management of heavy bleeding. Generally, try to do as much minimally invasively as possible for these issues. However, you know, there's everything available from a birth control pill to a hysterectomy.
Hmm. And does this come, you know, Aaron, you mentioned that many women are working with their OBGYNs as their primary care physician. If you have a relationship like that with a patient, it would seem to be a tremendous advantage if you have some of these specific issues that can be corrected through whatever means are available and what's being offered. Do you find, tell me, it would seem to me to be a tremendous advantage of having someone like you, not that we're encouraging this, but to have someone like you as a primary care physician.
Well, I recommend that everyone has their own primary care physician. I think it's best for anyone to establish a relationship with a primary care physician.
Sure.
However, we do offer many screening options, you know, pap smears, mammograms, bone density scans, immunizations, in addition to the primary care doctors.
Gotcha. Do you see your patients as much as you would like? Taking care of events that may crop up, such as the ones that we've been talking about. I mean, do women go to doctors more than men?
Right? Yes.
But within that, do your patients come to see you as often as they should, just for routine type things?
For the most part, I would say they do.
How often would you like to see someone?
Yearly.
Oh, okay. That's.
Yeah. Unless there are issues, and you know that we recommend, you know, maybe a 3-month follow up. But generally, we recommend having a yearly wellness exam, just as you would have with your primary care doctor.
Just the same way. Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I was under the impression that it was, you know, every 3,000 miles or some kind of.
Yes. I guess when you're expecting, you're going in
on a
more regular basis.
Sure.
Right. Anywhere from, you know, weekly to monthly if you're expecting.
Absolutely. No question. And as I say, there's a lot that can happen in between that and when the big M comes along. But I'm happy to hear that, you know, hey, we can see you once a year and off you go. You get everything straightened away, have your screenings, have what you're supposed to do, keep up with what you're supposed to keep up with, and off you go. We'll continue in just a minute here. We want to go back to the birthing center and talk about some of the things that are available there. We haven't talked about some of the things that are available for new parents. And also we want to talk about that distinction that the Noreen Stoner Drexel Birthing Center received from the World Health Organization. We want to get to that just ahead. In the Newport Hospital Hour of Health, we're speaking with Dr. Lisa LeCary, a new OBGYN over there at Newport Hospital, and, of course, Aaron Littlewood. And we do this the first Thursday of the month, and it's also available on the WADK podcast page so that you can hear not only our chat today with Dr. Lisa LeCary, but also the entire library of Newport Hospital Hour of Health programs going back a couple of years we've been doing it. We're wrapping up our second year, I think. Gosh.
It's gone by fast.
It certainly has, and it always does. Let's check traffic and see how fast that's moving along here. It's the VD Mercedes-Benz and VD Volvo of Tiverton Bridge Traffic Report. The action seems to be on the Pell Bridge with ongoing work that is continuing through the day today. Today it's mostly in the eastbound. You're actually bumper to bumper as you get onto the bridge eastbound for just a short while until just past the Jamestown Tower, then slow to the area of the former construction where it backs up again. You've got a work crew in place and a lane restriction, and that's going to be that way until about 2 or 3 o'clock this afternoon. Lane restriction on the westbound side as well doesn't seem to be impacting traffic quite as much. You're just slow at about mid-span, and the toll plaza is slow westbound on the Pell at the moment. Jamestown-Verrazano is moving well. Upstream, it's slow at the 2-mile corner, coming into Newport on both West Main and East Main Road, the ongoing work there. That backup seems to be continuing here, Route 24. It's in the southbound lanes just before 114, the end of Route 24. But the bridge is moving well. Sakana River Bridge, speed limit ride in both directions. Mount Hope Bridge is doing well as well. We'll check it again in less than 30 minutes. 1540 WADK and WADK.com.
Now, a 1540 WADK construction update.
In Newport today, work continues on 3rd Street along with Bedloe, Curry, and Smith Avenues. In Middletown today, lane closures are possible on East Main Road from Rigo Road to West Main Road, in addition to crack sealing work being done town-wide. And in Portsmouth today, look for right shoulder closures from Child Street to President Avenue. That's your WADK construction update.
This portion of programming is brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance. Questions about youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit organization, develops better athletes and better people through youth and high school sports. Info at positivecoach.org.
Hi, this is Bill Harnett from Postal, the packing and shipping pros, with your Christmas shipping countdown. 15. Shipping days left till Christmas. Near or far, large or small, Postal does it all, including FedEx, UPS, and the post office. Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or need help finding the right box and packing your gift, we're here to help. So skip the line and save some time at Postal. Aquidneck Ave, Middletown, or Bellevue Ave, right next to CVS.
The holiday season is here, and you know what that means. It's time for the Mix 99.3 12 Days of Christmas giveaway. Drop by one of our sponsor locations, fill out a registration form, then listen during the midday mix for your name to be called as the winner of a gift certificate from one of the many great merchants. And you can use your prize for yourself or as a gift. The winning begins on December 4th through December 19th, so stay tuned to Mix 99.3 for the 12 Days of Christmas. Participating merchants include
Bellevue Kids, Becky's Barbecue, Postal, Sweetberry Farm, Bailey Tees, Newport Seafoam, Rebecca Cook Art, Island Wine and Spirits, Coddington Brewing Company, The French Confection, The Maha Center, Purple Cow, Therapy Boutique, Trains RI, Bridge Liquors, Hotel Viking, and Run Newport.
Bring a little magic into a child's life and donate to the Child and Families Adopt-A-Family Holiday Toy Drive, hosted by Gills Appliances. Drop off a new unwrapped toy at Gills in Bristol or Middletown by December 13th.
The following is a summary of the general contest rules for 3G broadcasting. For contests, entry requirements will be announced on air. Winners will be determined in accordance with the criteria set forth in the on-air announcement. 3G broadcasting is not responsible for unusable entries. Station is not responsible for entries not received due to technical difficulties. Station is not responsible for any lost, disconnected, dropped, misdirected, or incomplete telephone calls. Entrants may be disqualified at the sole discretion of the station. Each contest is open to all station listeners who are legal United States citizens 18 years of age or older and who reside in the station listing area. The station shall have the right to change these eligibility requirements based on the individual contest in question. Listeners are eligible to win a contest only once every 30 days. Only one winner per household is permitted in any contest. Participants in the contest must possess valid government-issued photo identification and sign a liability release as a condition of receiving any prize. Winner must meet all eligibility requirements. Prizes will be announced within the specific contest's on-air announcement. Contest prizes are non-transferable. Winners will receive a 1099 IRS tax form if the total of all prizes won for a current year equal more than $600 in value. Prizes are limited solely to those items explicitly set forth herein and shall not include any or all other expenses, incidentals, or taxes that may arise out of the winner's receipt of this prize. Decisions of station management with respect to the contest are final. Odds of winning vary per contest. Payment of all federal, state, and local taxes are the sole responsibility of the winner. Winners will be required to sign an IRS Form W-9 or the equivalent. Failure or refusal to execute the release will result in the winner forfeiting the prize. Photo identification and social security number of the grand prize winner may also be required in order to collect the prize. For internet contests, the station in its sole discretion reserves the right to disqualify any person tampering with the entry process. The station reserves the right in its sole discretion to modify the contest rules and dates at any time for any reason. No purchase is necessary. The contest is void where prohibited. Copies of the written contest rules and a list of all winners are available during regular business hours at the main studio of the radio station, 15 Dr. Marcus Wheatland Boulevard, Newport, Rhode Island, 02840.
WADK weather.
Today will be mostly sunny with a high 46. Tonight partly cloudy with a low 35. Tomorrow mostly cloudy with a high 44. Tomorrow night cloudy with a flurry around. The low will be 34. Saturday cloudy with a chance of a rain or snow shower. The high will be 40. On Sunday mainly cloudy with a chance of a bit of snow or flurries. The high 41. And on Monday partly sunny in the morning, followed by sun and areas of low clouds in the afternoon. The high 41. I'm Garrett Beck on 1540 WADK.
Talk of the Town with Bruce Newberry. Weekday mornings from 9 to noon, 1540 WADK.
In progress on this first Thursday of December. Temperature in Newport is 42, 39 in some of the inland hometowns right at the moment. It's brisk out there. It's nice. Nice sunny December day. 9:51 in your hometown, the Newport Hospital Hour of Health. Aaron Littlewood and Dr. Lisa LeCarey talking about women's health and at the Noreen Stonor Drexel Birthing Center. So many unique features, and we just want to touch back on what's available there. you know, we've been talking, Aaron and Dr. Lisa, so much high tech around here. Mm-hmm. And certainly high tech is so much a part of what is going on throughout the hospital. And the birthing center is no exception. Wireless fetal monitoring.
Yeah, I mean, it makes perfect sense.
Of course.
When you're in labor. I know, because I had two kids. Once you stop moving, things kind of slow down.
There you go.
And so I think for moms that are in labor, the ability to be mobile and still have the fetal monitoring going on is a great thing. And we're the only hospital at this moment in time in the state that offers that.
Is that right?
I'm sure it won't be long before other hospitals bring that on board, but we have that distinction right now.
Terrific. There's always one thing that you bring to us when we do these shows that is exclusive to Newport Hospital, and always impressed. Really am. I'm a fan of Newport Hospital, as you know, but always impressed to find out the advances and things that come here first.
Yes.
Pretty amazing. So we've talked so many times here over the course of the hour about some of the other advances, but we want to recognize a designation that the center received from no less than the World Health Organization. Tell us about that.
Well, we've been designated as a baby-friendly hospital.
What does that mean?
That our practices, our nursing care, the environment is conducive to being a baby friendly. You know, we're talking about patient-centered care. So we go all the way down to that baby, where we're very patient-centered as well.
Well, there you go. And UNICEF as well recognized Newport Hospital. What did UNICEF recognize Newport Hospital for?
I believe it's also standards of care that we provide.
I'm cheating a little bit because I have a note here from our friend Leslie Riva, and she sent along this note, and UNICEF actually recognized hospital for excellence in support of breastfeeding mothers and babies.
Yes.
So that's tremendous.
We have lactation consultants. We have a lot of support available to moms to help them successfully breastfeed. We have a new moms support group. I'll tell you, some days I'm coming in the elevator and the strollers are outnumbering.
Is that right?
Moms with twins. And,
oh, gosh.
So it's great to see. They all huddle upstairs on the second floor in the conference room. And, you know, it's a great sense of camaraderie. Everybody's kind of talking about what's working and what's not, because when you're a new mom, it can be kind of overwhelming.
You bet. Yes, indeed. Terrific. And there's a along those lines, you've got something that is so nice and so terrific that's available to some of these new parents.
Exactly.
Tell us about this.
Well, you know, it's, you know, eventually you're going to have to go home and figure out, how am I going to put dinner on the table and put everything on the plate at the same time? Because I think I can remember when I couldn't do that. So we're going to be offering a special candlelight dinner that mom and their partner can have a little quality time before reality sets in.
How nice. That's
so
terrific.
We have a special menu, and we think that maybe some of the new parents' family members might like to, you know, treat them to that experience. You know,
yes.
It's kind of a nice gift to give instead of a bouquet of flowers,
right,
or a stuffed animal.
How many more baskets of fruit can
exactly,
we have, right?
Exactly. So that is, we've just rolled that out, and we've worked on a special menu and a special little marketing piece to let folks know about it.
So. How nice. So a candlelight dinner that the new parents are treated to.
Exactly.
And it can be given as a gift by,
yes,
friends or family members, like a shower gift.
Exactly.
Isn't that wonderful? Terrific. Now, is that available now, or is it something that's going to be available?
I'm pretty sure it's been rolled out. I just happened to see the marketing information, so I think we're...
Certainly, if it isn't right at the moment, it'll be very shortly.
Very soon. And there'll be information about it on our website. If you go to newporthospital.org on the birthing center, and we'll be promoting it on Facebook and on our homepage, just because I think we want to get the word out. And,
wonderful. That's terrific. And, of course, the great features and what is available there, so many accolades and recognition for the Noreen Stonor Drexel Birthing Center there at Newport Hospital. Dr. Lisa Licari, so nice to get to know you today.
So nice to be here.
Terrific. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
I'm from the New York City area, from Westchester County.
Whereabouts in Westchester?
town called Portchester, right on the
Portchester. We know where Portchester is.
You bet. Connecticut border.
Yes, yes. Terrific. And how did you end up in Newport?
Well, I initially ended up in Connecticut because I do have some family up in southeastern Connecticut.
Oh yes.
And I did find that this job would be a great fit for me, so
nice.
Kind of migrated up a little bit north.
Were you at one of the hospitals in Connecticut?
Yeah, I was at Lawrence Memorial.
Oh, terrific.
So just moved a little bit up north and found my spot in Newport.
Nice, nice. Well, right down the road.
Right down the road.
And we're thrilled to have her here.
Thrilled to be here.
You've been here since the summer, as Aaron said?
Since mid-September.
Oh, excellent. Mm-hmm. Terrific. Well, that's great. And it's great to have you. And again, all of the patients of Dr. Rosenthal, who has so many fans and
absolutely.
Friends.
Yes. Big shoes to fill.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
For sure.
But certainly we want to reach out to all of those folks who certainly must be aware that Dr. Lisa LeCary is here. And of course, all of the staff there at the birthing center and the OBGYN practice there at Newport Hospital. Now, there's a second women's health practice.
Yes. So we have another practice located in Portsmouth on Turnpike Avenue. And folks may know Dr. Trish Colomb and Dr. Judy Rosenthal. And Carolyn, also our midwife, does us a shift over there, a couple days over there, has a presence. So we know Islanders don't like to drive far. So
like another world up there in Portsmouth. So
exactly.
We understand. But again, that care is available to you. You don't have to come all the way down here to the big city and so forth, and the quality of care is right there. And Aaron, just give us that website address one more time. We can find out about the new things, find out about the candlelight dinner for two for the new parents.
And sure. We're on www.newporthospital.org.
Newporthospital.org.
And we have an active events page, which we're going to be populating with things that are going to be coming up in the new year.
Yes.
Our community yoga continues on Wednesday evenings from 5:30 to 6:30. It's all levels of yoga.
Terrific. And so much more. So we wish you all the best for a Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Dr. Lisa LeCary, continued success to you. All the best.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much. It's the Newport Hospital Hour of Health, the first Thursday of the month, and on WADK.com.
The Flanagan Law Offices in Newport send along their best wishes for a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, season's greetings, and a Happy New Year. Frank Flanagan is a veteran trial lawyer and a Navy JAG veteran. At the Flanagan Law Offices, located with Houlihan, Manahan, Morrissey, and Kyle at 195 Broadway in Newport, they help individuals and families facing challenges in divorce, child custody, DUI defense, military law, and criminal law issues. Their number is 849-3337, or contact them via email at frankflanaganlaw@gmail.com. At this, the most holy time of year, the Flanagan Law Offices know what Christmas is all about. As Charles Dickens said, Christmas is a good time, a kind, forgiving, charitable, pleasant time, when men and women open their hearts freely. The Flanagan Law Offices hope you enjoy a safe and joyous holiday season.
This is your hometown information station, 1540 WADK Newport, online at WADK.com. WADK.
Many feel that there's nowhere to turn for good advice on senior living. On Aquidneck Island, people turn to the local resources that's been advising and supporting seniors for over 20 years. Blenheim Newport, a benchmark senior living community. Consider a complimentary home visit by Blenheim professionals that offer support and information on a number of challenges common to age.